WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, amazing humans. Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood productivity guru. Back with another dose of procrastination killer to inject some serious hustle into your day. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that feels super uncomfortable for most of us. Failure. You heard me right, the big F word. But trust me, I'm not here to preach about avoiding it or pretending it doesn't exist. We're flipping the script and embracing failure as this incredible catalyst for success. Ever felt like you were stuck in a rut, hitting that same wall again and again? You know that feeling when you try something new, put your heart and soul into it, only to have it crash and burn? Yeah, been there, done that, got the t-shirt. But what if I told you that those so-called failures are actually stepping stones on the path to greatness? Think about it. Every single person who's achieved something truly remarkable has probably stumbled, tripped, and maybe even face-planted a few times along the way. We learn more from our mistakes than we ever do from our successes. It's like that old saying, success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. So, how do we flip this script and turn those dreaded failures into fuel for success? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of embracing the power of failure. 1. Reframe your perspective. The first step is acknowledging that failure isn't the opposite of success, it's a part of the process. It's not about avoiding failure, it's about how we respond to it. Instead of seeing it as a setback, view it as an opportunity for learning and growth. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? What went wrong? How can I do things differently next time? This shift in perspective can be game-changing. 2. Embrace the learning curve. Every single one of us is on a continuous learning journey. There are no shortcuts to success, and we're all going to make mistakes along the way. The key is to view each failure as a valuable lesson. Analyze what happened, identify the root causes, and use that knowledge to make better decisions in the future. Think of it like leveling up in your favorite video game. You gain experience points even when you lose a battle, right? 3. Build resilience. Failure can be tough, there's no denying that. But the more we face challenges head-on and learn to bounce back from setbacks, the more resilient we become. It's like building a muscle. The more you push through discomfort, the stronger you get. So, don't let those failures break you. Use them as fuel to build your resilience and come back even stronger. 4. Celebrate small wins. While it's important to focus on the big picture, don't forget to celebrate those smaller victories along the way. Every step forward, no matter how small, deserves recognition. This helps maintain motivation and keeps you moving in the right direction. Think of those small wins as stepping stones on your journey to success. 5. Surround yourself with support. You're not alone in this journey. Find a community of supportive people who encourage your growth and celebrate your successes, and even learn from your failures. Having a strong support system can make all the difference when things get tough. Let me share a quick story to illustrate this point. Remember that time I tried to bake a cake for my friend's birthday? Well, let's just say it didn't exactly turn out as planned. It looked more like a volcanic eruption than a delicious dessert. But instead of getting discouraged, I analyzed what went wrong. I overmixed the batter, I forgot to preheat the oven, and I probably used too much flour. From that experience, I learned valuable baking lessons and eventually managed to bake a pretty decent cake, still working on the frosting though. Remember, failure is not the opposite of success, it's a stepping stone on the path to achieving your goals. Reframe your perspective, embrace the learning curve, build resilience, celebrate small wins, and surround yourself with support. You've got this. Now, go out there, take risks, and don't be afraid to stumble along the way. Because in the grand scheme of things, it's not about never failing, but about how we learn, adapt, and grow from those experiences. Until next time, keep hustling and remember, you are capable of achieving amazing things. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who could use a little inspiration. And if you've got any stories about your own, failures, turned into successes, drop them in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.